When I was 9, we moved from the city into the countryside. We were living in Leeds, where nature as I knew it was Roundhay Park, a Victorian extravaganza with an ornamental lake, a ruined folly, a mansion house, swings and a roundabout. We lived on the estate opposite, in a small modern box with a garden the size of a bath towel. The park seemed to me as big as the entire world and wild. I did not notice that its beauty was manicured, artificial, a series of stage set views. I loved it. When I was told then that we were moving out to the country, I think I must have imagined that it would be a version of Roundhay Park. Bigger, yes, but full of picturesque incident, and our new house in the middle of it. I would be free to roam the fields picking berries and blossoms. I saved my pocket money and bought a flower press. My imagination had been fed by Roundhay Park, and also by my avid reading of Laura Ingalls Wilder's Little House on the Prairie books. They'd been made into a fantastically successful TV series, and I was in love with the idea of running through the prairie flowers. I also really liked the long dresses and bonnets the girls wore. They seemed so much more attractive than the cord jeans and T-shirts that were your usual lot. I asked for a floor-length dress and a lace pinafore that Christmas. My own idea of the romance of living in nature must, I think, have been shared to some degree by my parents. It was the 70s, and many of this generation of city dwellers, aspiring middle-class types, longed for a life among the fields and the hedgerows, growing your own food, making your own jam and beer. If you couldn't move out to the sticks and had to stay in suburbia, you could still have a little bit of nature. You could build a small holding in your back garden, keep a pig, and weave your own clothes, like Tom and Barbara in The Good Life. My dream of the countryside was, as I'm sure you've guessed, to lead to a rude awakening. We moved out to the flatlands between the Selby Coalfield and the Yorkshire Dales. The farms were not the pretty places I imagined. They were huge industrial concerns, with pigs in metal sheds the size of aircraft hangars, cows with plastic tags through their ears, and miles of acid yellow rape. When you tried to run through these flowers, as I did, you found yourself covered head to foot in sticky pollen that stank of cooking oil, and the farmers did not like you going onto their land. At the end of our lane, where the fields began, just to make it clear, someone nailed a row of severed rat's tails onto the five-barred gate. My parents stuck it out for a while, but they divorced. I, meanwhile, had moved to the city.